Episode 14, a rewind on how to plan the life you want. Today, we are going to briefly discuss goal setting and a potential pitfall. Welcome to the Wellness Trek, where we search for practical, actionable steps to live with less emotional, mental, and physical pain, to learn to live life as our best selves. Wanted to take a moment to apologize for not getting an episode out in a week and to explain what's going on. My goal in explaining what's been happening is, one, to make it evident that I am part of the human condition, the human experience. And as such, you know, I have problems sometimes. And in this case, I cause myself problems. So I'm not any different than you, or anybody else for that matter. I'm slightly different in some ways than some of you, but I'm very similar to others of you. And that's what the human condition, the human experience is all about, relating to those similarities. I really, the last couple weeks, have overdone it. I switched to trying to do 5 episodes a week and didn't even make it a week. I made it 3 days. I recently went through my 3-month goal setting process and broke everything down into tasks that I wanted to work on. I had a new journal that I'm really excited about. I haven't used it enough to endorse it or to say I like it, so I'm not going to mention the name of it, but it's really designed in a similar way to how I do and how I described goal setting in the episode, How to Plan the Life You Want. The problem was, is I didn't set realistic goals for me. I did far too much in far too many areas. And as a result, what happens when I push myself too hard, I have exponential pain increase. I've been at a 9 or a 10 for almost a week now. A little more, maybe. And as my pain goes up, my cognitive abilities go down. So I don't make good choices, which oftentimes makes it worse, because in not making good choices, I do things that are just making me worse, making my pain worse. I try to plow ahead and push through to accomplish my goals. It's not good. It's not healthy. You know, there's no lasting impact, but sometimes it takes weeks to fully recover. I've had several migraines or close to migraine headaches for most of the last week, and I'm trying to really take it easy and do far less than I was. I'm reassessing my goals and taking some out, and the goals I'm keeping, I'm trying to reduce the number of tasks, the number of things I'm doing to work towards those goals. So, again, the sharing is, I don't want anybody to ever think that I've got it all figured out, because I don't. I figure out some things and then I stumble or I fail. I mean, this last week has been a pretty epic failure. But because of my pain, and something else I try to do is find gratitude in everything. And I'm not always successful in that, but I try. And it's hard. So the last week has really sucked. Being at a 9 or 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 on pain is not a pleasant thing. And it's self-induced. But in having that pain, it forces me to pause. It forces me to evaluate. Because you don't want to experience this. I mean, it's, again, it's unpleasant. But the good thing is, and what I'm thankful for in this, is that it forces me to pause and reevaluate. It forces me to fix the thing that caused me trouble. Now, if this would have been before I had severe chronic pain, I would have planned too much. It would get pushed to the side by the things that have to get done in life, and it would just fall by the wayside. Maybe I'll pick it up again and give it another try. Maybe I won't. So all the effort I put in, which is fairly considerable over time, would be wasted. I'm no longer making progress towards living the values that are important to me. I'm no longer making progress at trying to be a better person. I'm no longer making progress on the areas of life that have value to me. If I'm not making progress, I'm probably slowly losing ground in those areas. If you go back to the first time you wrote down your values, what you valued, the different things you valued, as well as what values are important to you in other people and in yourself, and then you do that exercise where you record your money, expenditures, you record how you spend your time. You know, it was such, for me, they were totally out of alignment. And if you found that, then that's kind of a wake-up call. You need to make some changes. And all the changes I've been trying to implement would somewhat be wasted. You know, if you're not working and making progress, entropy sets in, and you're slowly going to lose ground. You're slowly going to revert back to that's comfortable. And again, because of my pain, forces me to reset, forces me to relook at all that and readjust. But if I didn't have the chronic pain, I wouldn't have to reset. And then it would just fall by the waysides. And entropy, again, entropy sets in. I start degrading, going back to, reverting back to where things were. And I don't want that. So it's just a cautionary tale for you to try to be realistic in your goal setting. Try and be realistic with what you're focused on and how many tasks you're taking on. And you have to really be aware if you're not achieving those things you want to achieve, then you have to adjust before it just slides off to the side and gets neglected. But that's what I wanted to share. And the fact that I'm having troubles, you know, I don't want sympathy for the troubles. You know, you can have some compassion, but it's an opportunity for me to show myself some compassion. And talking about it in this way is a reminder that I need to show myself compassion for where I'm at, for my failure that caused me this pain. I need to plug into the human experience, the human condition, because this happens to other people. Other people plan too much. Maybe the experience and the consequence is different, but the consequence for me has the benefit because I can reset and refocus and redo and start kind of fresh, where a lot of people don't have that forced reset. Without a forced reset, it's easy for it just to slide off the plate and the plate only to contain the things that are important to you. That has to get done. But anyway, just wanted to share. For a lot of different reasons, and I wanted to get back into doing regular podcasts. So expect that next week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I've got two more episodes probably on meditation, and then we're going to look at gratitude. So definitely curious as to what you think about today's episode. It's compared to others. I didn't do a lot of prep for this, given my energy level and pain. So it's mostly just off the cuff. And if you have any input on how this compares to past episodes, which style you like, I'd be interested in knowing. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, comments, ideas about what you want to hear in future episodes, email me at brian@wellnesstrek.org. Or, better yet, join our Facebook group, The Wellness Track, where we have a safe environment for communicating joys and struggles. Please share with your friends and like our shows on Facebook. I really hope you have a great day with love and care.